Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. A troubling report from a riders' advocacy group says that most subway and bus riders are having a really hard time with the system that, in a few months, will replace the MetroCard. The most common complaint about Omni is that the payment doesn't register. 42% have had that happen to them. It isn't that Omni Tap and Go is a flop, it is not, but is it ready for prime time?
The way they should. Joe thinks the system needs some tweaking.
I do not like the Omni card. It does not allow you to see what's left on your card. If you don't have a computer, you have to go downstairs and check on the machine.
For Lewis and Kurt, all they've ever used are Metro cards.
I'll have to, because the retirees will get the Omni card, whether I like to or not.
I always use Metro card, but since they're getting rid of it, then I have to for the procedures.
But some think Omni is working just fine.
It's not difficult.
Here at the 95th Street Station, Omni vending card machines have already been installed. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge.
And to be fair, the MTA did a much larger survey this spring, and 80% gave Omni a thumbs up. We also remember that people complained about the MetroCard when it came on the scene back in 93, the same year they gave us grunge, The X-Files, and Beavis and Butthead. Following up now on a horrific subway crime we have been covering since it happened 3 years ago, when a deranged man with a hammer attacked a 57-year-old on her way home from work in Queens. Well, that man was sentenced today to 25 years to life in prison, but first his victim got to confront him.
Nina Rothschild began her victim impact statement with a question for her attacker, 61-year-old William Blunt.
Why on earth did you come up behind me, fracture my skull multiple times with a hammer, and then grab my bag? Why me? What did I ever do to you?
She urged Judge John Zoll to impose the maximum sentence, and he did, saying it's a miracle Rothschild survived. Blunt stared straight ahead, unremorseful.
Yeah, I find that flabbergasting. I really don't understand.
But Rothschild said she is fully healed, taking the subway again and moving on with her life. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Mayor Adams announcing today an investment in families, $70 million to pay for pre-K special ed students, $10 million to cover free child care for kids two and under if the family meets income requirements.
You know that child care costs have skyrocketed, putting pressure on monthly bills and budgets, and too long working families have struggled to afford the high cost of child care.
With this, the mayor says New York is finally delivering universal pre-K for all students. Tomorrow will mark 6 months since tenants in two Bronx buildings have been out of their homes, burned out. They want back in. They want the landlord to make emergency repairs from that five-alarm fire.
Vanessa Perkins has lived at 2910 Wallace Avenue for 41 years.
I'm angry. I'm frustrated at the landlord, his inhumaneness. He doesn't care.
Perkins and 250 other families were driven out of their homes by a raging fire in January, and still no repairs, no roof on the building. Tenant leader Kelly Rowland became emotional speaking about her neighbor.
Joaquin paid the ultimate price, losing his life from his unbearable stress of losing his home, his stability, and his memories.
Proud of baby.
Ooh.
Okay.
There were three fires at buildings owned by landlord Red Parkash in the last 2 years, where two people died. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we've reached out to the city of New York for a response on that. Sometimes things are meant to be. Livy Dunn thought so, and she and her boyfriend, who's a Major League Baseball pitcher, scoped out an apartment on the Upper West Side. Here's why everything seemed perfect.
I was going to make my first real estate purchase, which is so exciting, and I was going to get an apartment in New York City. But the gag was, it was Babe Ruth's apartment. So naturally, like, I'm telling everybody, I'm excited. I was going to buy it, and I was going to pay with cash. Like, I wanted this apartment bad.
Wow, all cash, right? A boyfriend, one of the best pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeen, seems like a perfect thing, but it wasn't. Livy, who's a former gymnast, now TikTok influencer, didn't have the influence she needed. Her $1.6 million offer, over asking, was rejected. The co-op board said no. Why was that? Well, Livy says, for all I know, they could have been Alabama fans and I went to LSU. I have no clue. Babe Ruth lived at 345 West 88th Street from 1920 to 1940. AccuWeather says it's going to stay muggy today. We're at 80, heading for a high of 82, and a muggy night tonight down to 73. The New York Cosmos are coming back, not to MetLife Stadium, to Hinchcliffe. A few hours ago at Stony Brook University Hospital, a patient got to meet the complete stranger who gave him her kidney.
Scott Scannell could not hold back his tears as he thanked the woman who donated her kidney to him.
I can't thank Emery enough for giving me a second chance. She's a true angel. I don't know how much longer I could have gone on with dialysis. My angel came at the right time because I was giving up.
Anne-Marie Hassett says she's not a hero. She donated because she has a wonderful life and wants others to have the same.
I'm just doing my good deed. I'm a child of God, and one of the things is to love your neighbor.
The two plan to stay in touch. Hassett runs races and plans to run a 5K with Scannell in October to raise money for organ donations. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Stony Brook University Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.